This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Opening tip. Here we go. Opening tip won by Gillespie. Batted at it a couple of times. Wasn't clear who the winner was, but Madison Niemeyer getting the tip on the Gillespie side. Dribbling to the left side is Bussman. Ball knocked away there by Reels. It will remain Gillespie basketball. Opening moments, no score. So setting up shop here, Regan Bussman dribbling around the right side. Up top. We'll kick it over to Bertagnoli. Bertagnoli will drive to the bucket, kisses the glass. But no, it won't fall after. It looked like it was as good as in, but took a bad bounce, still scoreless. And now Carlinville comes the other way. They work it down to the blocks. Nice dish in there to Hannah Gibson. Turnaround jumper. Good. Carlinville on the board first. 2-0 Cavaliers. Here's Bussman. Working the point. We'll get it to Niemeyer. We'll kick it over to Jenna Clark. Here's a pass that goes awry. Near save. Great hustle there by Bussman. And it looks like Bussman actually was able to get it off of the shin of a Cavalier, and it will stay minor basketball. Brawner now will bring it in. Boy, she just looks more confident than a typical freshman would this time of year. Gillespie on offense, trying to tie it up here early. Great defensive pressure there from the Cavies. Here's a shot from three and drains it. You know, I talk about the freshman and having ice water in her veins. Mia Brawner drains that tray, and Gillespie on top 3-2. Carlinville goes back to work. Here's Staten. Staten moves it over to Taberzi. Now they work inside to Gibson. Gibson, a partial block there by Clark. And a tangle in the corner. A scrum. And last touch by Gillespie. Staten will push it back in bounds. Here's a dish to an all alone. Gibson gets it up off the glass. Taberzi was all alone. Shot and a miss. And then Gibson got the rebound and she missed. But she was fouled on the way down. FL will go against Bertagnoli for the Miners, her first team first. Up to the line. And off of the back of the rim for Gibson. She can tie it up here with opportunity number two. And that one rolls through. 3 points for Gibson. We are tied at three apiece. 5:53 to go here in the first. Here's Niemeyer. Niemeyer tries to take it from half court to the hoop. And just great stay-at-home defense there from Staten. Denies her a chance at a clean layup. And the ball trickles away. Nice stop there by Staten. And Carlinville will come the other way. Jill works it over left side, but taken away by Brawner. Brawner trying to split the defenders, trying to get between Staten and Gibson, and loses the handle, and a transition opportunity lost there for the Miners. So Carlinville back to work. Staten, the leader for this team, a 5'8 senior. Good to have senior leadership handling that basketball as you head down court here into the postseason. She gets a nice dish into Gibson. Gibson turnaround jumper won't fall from the blocks. And now Bertagnoli running the show, the floor general for the moment for the Miners. Kicks it off to the right side as Bussman tries to make something happen. They move the ball around pretty nicely here. Here's Bertagnoli. Bertagnoli drives toward the bucket and kicks it back out to the wing. And a shot and a miss for Niemeyer. Niemeyer gets her own rebound, gets a follow-up shot. No dice. And the Cavs will take it the other way. The Cavies in this tie game, 4.5 minutes to go in the first. Here's a shot, left side, three-point territory. Boom! Braylee Weiser taking care of business for the Cavaliers. It's a 6-3 Carlinville lead. Gillespie Bertinoli. A lot of youth on this Gillespie club, a sophomore there. And you move it right side. And here's a shot from 21. Three-pointer up top. Drained by Bussman. We're tied at six. First points of the night for Bussman. 6-6, 3:50 to go here in quarter number one. Here's State. Nice laser of a pass as she fires it into DeBerzy. DeBerzy between two defenders. And, I mean, she hit it. You had to hit it on the spot, and she did. DeBerzy doesn't get a shot off, and she is fouled. That foul will go against Broder, her first. Pinpoint passing, put some heat on it. You got to appreciate it. Now, that will be a non-shooting foul. They will say it was before even a hint of a shot occurred. So here comes Carlinville back to work. Here's another shot from three by Staten off the draw. 9-6. And that's the first bucket of the night for Staten. She does it with style, 9-6. Carlinville. Here's a pass, a bounce pass taken away. Staten looked like she was going to come up with it, but then it was contested, jump ball, and the arrow in favor of Carlinville. Jordan Lovelace is checked in for the Cavies. Gotta love double zero. You see it occasionally in the boys' game. You don't see it all that often in the girls' game. I love it. Here we go. Here's Staten with a nearly got a nice save as DeBerzy tried to work it into her underneath a bucket. Great effort to try to save it, but ruled out of bounds, and Gillespie will move across midcourt with 3 minutes to go and down by three, 9-6. Here's a pass to Brauner. Didn't look like she was expecting it. Looked like the pass was going to go to Bussman. So everybody fooled a little bit, but Bussman was fouled. And that foul will go against Jordan Lovelace. Her first, team first. Here's a pass off the inbounds. It will go to Mia Brauner. Brauner will get an 18-footer. And 5 points now for Brauner. Nice work there. Off the draw, you get the open shot, and it's a one-point ball game with 2.5 minutes to go into first. Great night for basketball. A little cold out there, and this is a good place to warm up. Here we go. Here's a drive by DeBerzy. DeBerzy gets up to the baseline. Shot and a miss. A little too much mustard on the shot. And Gillespie doing a pretty good job on the defensive boards. Will bring it the other way. Here's Bertinoli. And it looks like we have a foul away from the basketball. And a foul will go against Braylee Weiser, her first. And team foul number two. Gibson will check out. Addie Rule, the 5'9 freshman in there. Some fresh legs in there for the Cavies. Here's another pass off the draw, and they will go to Bussman. And Bussman, well, it looked like the demo derby at the Macoupin County Fair. She took a couple of hits there. You had a couple of people you could pick between, and they will call the foul on Jordan Lovelace, her second. That will send her to the line. First one up and in. End of the game for Gillespie, 13, Delaney Taylor, and 24, Becca Craze. Again, youth movement. Taylor, a freshman. Craze, a sophomore. We're tied at 9. Second free throw. Textbook up and in for Bussman, 10-9. And Gillespie is back on top. But this team has grown a lot this season. 2 minutes to go. And success breeds hunger and breeds preparation, breeds more success. Here's Staten trying to work the rule. Rule's cutting in, and the pass was going the other way. Not on the same page. Turnover unforced. And Gillespie with it once again, 1:49 to go. 10-9, Miners on top. And we've got the Kentucky Derby right here in front of the booth. A couple of youngsters testing out their running legs. Here's the inbounds pass, and fumbled it off the inbounds, and it goes out of bounds. And it is a Carlinville basketball, 1:29 to go. Here's Staten, a takeaway. You know, she goes up for the shot, and Niemeyer just kind of pulls a strip sack in honor of the Super Bowl tomorrow. Or am I supposed to say big game? You tell me, NFL attorneys, I'm sure they're busy. So the Miners back at it. Delaney Taylor over to the right corner, and somebody camped out in the lane for 3 seconds without a camping permit, and that's always frowned upon. So the basketball will go to Carlinville here with 1 minute to go. Here's Staten, well covered. And they'll work it over to Rule. Backing it out to Isabella Taberzi. Taberzi, pass wide of Staten. Staten makes a great save. And now Carly tips into the ball game. Well guarded, well hounded there, but they'll say it went a little further than basketball legal parameters, and the foul will go against Delaney Taylor, her first third-team foul for Gillespie. Non-shooting foul, and Carlinville will get back to business on offense. Here's Tips over to Staten. Staten puts up a 15-footer short of the goal, but just good D there. Becca Craze had her covered like a glove. 20 seconds, and Gillespie, boy, that defense. I'm telling you, it just gets better minute to minute for the Miners. Here's a bold pass to Bussman cross-court. Bussman gets some contact from Rule, and it looks like Bussman's going to get called for the offensive foul. Bussman, her first foul, 14 fouls for the Miners. This game's got a little bit of everything. But it really is a masterful clinic when it comes to some defense out there. Here's a shot in the corner. Lily Reels puts up a three-pointer. It won't fall in the nylon, and a reach for the rebound, unsuccessful, and the ball gets loose as the clock ticks away on the first quarter. One quarter in the books, 8 minutes down. Let me do my math. 24 to go, and we have a great one here tonight. 10-9 your score, Gillespie on top. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on WSMI. Well, the winner of this game will advance to take on South County after South County collected a win today. And you can tell there's that extra bit of motivation out there. Gillespie will go back to work. Here's a pass on the baseline to Braylee Weiser. Weiser puts up a 15-footer for the Miners. It's good. Her first points of the night. 12-9 Miners as they are on a roll. They'll work it. Gillespie, boy, they really are clamping down on defense. Pass down to Gibson. Gibson puts up a shot. Every shot is contested inside. Shot and a miss, and another defensive board by the Miners. So they're on the attack again. Taylor, they're passing the ball nicely, moving the basketball around, and just playing some great team basketball right now. Here's a move by Taylor to try and drive to the hoop, but called for a foul is Weiser, her second, 14 fouls apiece. Taylor up top right side. Here's the freshman from three. Won't fall for Brawner. Rebound by Brawner. Brawner gets in there and scraps. Shot and a miss. Now here's another rebound and a miss. This time by Niemeyer. Carlinville could use a big bucket here. Right now, Gillespie really in charge here for the last few minutes. Playing some tough D, really dictating the terms of this game at the moment. Here's a drive, left side, Isabella Taberzi, and she gets mugged on the way, and she will head up to the stripe. And the foul will be called against Bronner, her second, fifth team foul. Non-shooting foul. She headed up to the line for a moment, but pretty clearly the foul occurred before any shot could go off. Here's a pass. They try to work it inside to Gibson. Broken up. Will remain Carlinville basketball. Bertinoli checks in once again. And Taylor will return to the Pine. 6:15 to go, 12-9 Gillespie. Pass to Staten. Staten works between three defenders. Goes strong to the bucket. Won't get the hoop, but draws a foul. And that foul will go against Jenna Clark. Her first, team foul number six for Gillespie. Staten, first off the back of the iron. Right now, the hometown Cavies not getting the bounces here so far tonight. And a second sails through, 12-10. Just good hit, double figures, get that out of the way, 4 points for Jill. Miners moving along with Niemeyer. Niemeyer tries to get the pass between a couple of defenders to Bronner. They'll move it back out. A 17-footer will not drop for Bertinoli. Rebound taken down by the Cavies and to Taberzi. Staten on the move again. Puts up a tray offline. No contact with the rim and makes for an easy rebound for Bertinoli. In fact, actually able to catch it on the fly. Gillespie left side, and again, they are really cleaning up those defensive boards. Here's Bertinoli. Well guarded by Weiser. Bronner takes on two defenders and goes up strong on the baseline up to the blocks. And a shot trickles off the rim, but she'll draw a foul. And that one will go against Isabella Taberzi. The freshman picks up her first foul of the night. Bronner to the line. Up and in. Gillespie now moving right to left across your radio dial as they are headed north this quarter. Second shot off the back of the iron and takes a Carlinville bounce taken down by Taberzi, who moves it up to Staten. There's Lily reels and loses control of her wheels. Called for the travel. Another unforced error. That's the thing you have to eliminate this time of year. So Gillespie punches the time clock on offense one more time. Here's Bussman. Just a confident ball handler out there doing great work off the dribble. Bertinoli that will kick it back. And here's a 22-footer. It won't fall for Bussman. Rebound taken down by Carlinville. Staten for the Cavies. Moves into the paint. Splits two defenders. Gets the bucket. That's the break they're looking for. That livens up the crowd a little bit. She splits the D between Niemeyer and Bussman. Now who will get the foul between the two? It will go against Niemeyer. Niemeyer, her first 17 fouls. And Staten goes for the old school 3-point play. 13-12, 4:29 to go in the second. Number four looking for point number seven. And she gets it. Nice strong move to the hoop. Just great deliberate basketball. And Jill with a team high 7 points. Here's Bussman. Moves it over to Clark. Clark over to Niemeyer. Niemeyer at the volleyball line retreats to the Carlinville sword. Now a 17-footer put up by Clark, and it's just a little offline. Wow, that looked like the Winter Olympics there. We had Carly Tips and the number threes. Carly Tips and Lauren Bertinoli with some unintended contact and a somersault to get over each other to avoid further contact. Carlinville, Jordan Loveless and Isabella Taberzi check back in the game, but a timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 13 all. Will it be a lucky number 13? We'll find out. 13 all for both sides. You are tuned to postseason high school girls basketball on WSMI. All rivalries. Regan Bussman and Jordan Loveless collide. And again, this here's Staten going to the bucket. Shot and a miss on the layup. And Gillespie will go the other way. Here's another attempt to split defenders there. A strong move by Bertinoli. Won't get through. Won't be able to cross the border of those two defenders. But a foul will go against Carly Tips, the 5'4 sophomore. Now we have seven team fouls apiece. Lauren Bertinoli up to the line to put Gillespie back on top. And, boy, does she get some mark on the free throw. That is a moon ball. Hits the first. It's really fun to watch. She really gets the most out of he does a deep knee bend, actually comes off the ground when she shoots it up there. You know, there's nothing more fascinating than free throws because everybody has something that works for them, just like a batting stance in baseball. Open stance might work for you, might not work for someone else. Gets one of two, 14-13, Gillespie back on top, 3:15 to go. Here is a pass to Taberzi. Taberzi makes a strong move to the hoop and puts it up off of the pristine glass here at Carlinville High. Cavaliers back on top, 15-14. Here's a steal by Taberzi, a takeaway, and can't get the transition bucket. And, boy, I'll tell you what, they're a savage fight for fights for the rebounds. Boy, both sides, the fans really getting into it here. Jenna Clark had it, but traveled and just trying to get through some savage defense out there. So Carlinville looks like they are finding another gear right now. Here's Taberzi between three or four defenders and shot and a miss from point blank range. Gillespie collects another defensive board. Here's Bussman. Bussman off to Bertinoli. Bertinoli works it back to Bussman. Bussman tries to get between three defenders, but loses her footing. And the officials will say that was no accident. And that the foul will go against Jordan Loveless. She has racked up three, and I believe she will check out. Indeed, she does. Loveless is out of there, and Lily Reels checks back in. So here's Bussman up to the line. Bussman drains it. 6 points for the junior. Second one up and in. Boy, she's got nice touch. 16-15, and the Miners back on top by one with 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Staten now. Setting up shop for the Cavies. Here's Taberzi. Working it over to Reels. Reels up top. Circling the world like Magellan. We'll drive right over to Taberzi. If you're not familiar with Magellan, just Wikipedia. Here is Taberzi. Does a little extra traveling, which works great. When you're on the internet and you're on Expedia.com, but not on the hardwood. She gets called for the turnover. but doesn't get frustrated, just gets back to business. That's the key. A short memory. Here we go with Gillespie. This girl is fearless. Lauren Bertinoli just going through defenders. Lauren, not exactly the biggest girl on the floor, but boy, does she play like it. She's feisty. She got a big bucket and she earned it. She puts the Miners back on top, 18-15. Timeout called by Carlinville. 1:32 to go, a 3-point deficit for the Cavaliers. You're listening to postseason girls basketball on WSMI. Well, Kevin Gray sending his troops back onto the battlefield for Gillespie. He has to be excited about the now and the future because his team has really gotten a lot better compared to the season opener. And Darius and Eve certainly comes with some weapons here tonight. They go back to work. Staten, they'll work it out left side. Weiser will put up a three-pointer, and it rolls in and out. Another defensive board for Gillespie. Here's another three-point shot from Bertinoli, and this one just off the mark. And Carlinville will take it the other way as we close in on the final minute of half number one. Now down to that one-minute mark here. Staten looking for an opening. Goes between two defenders and a third looming and misses it from five on the pull-up jumper. Another rebound pulled down by Bussman. Bussman fires it over to Bertinoli. Bertinoli had to retreat to get it as she was looking to move in for a pass, and Bussman had a different thought. Looks like the Miners are thinking last shot here. Here's Clark, and a takeaway by Taberzi. Taberzi will work it over to Staten, and now Carlinville may well have the final word about this half as we're down to 15 seconds. Looks like an Old West duel. Staten against Niemeyer. We'll go up against three defenders again. A left-handed shot up strong, and it won't drop, but it looks like it was last touched by Gillespie Miner. 6.8 seconds to go. So here's Gibson to Taberzi, down to 4 seconds. Staten with it again. She'll put up a pulled-up jumper from 18-0. Rebound pulled down by Bertinoli. No time to do anything with it. And one half of basketball is in the books. 18-15. The upstart Miners on top. You know, 8-18, all those records go away. You know, it's more than a cliche to say everybody's 0-0 when the postseason begins. And certainly Gillespie is enjoying a reset switch. We'll be back with some halftime thoughts and more. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. And we're just about ready for half number two. And want to thank our hosts over here at Carlinville. They always make you feel at home. Some of the best accommodations you're on into in this business. And you say, well, that's all well and good. We really don't want to hear about how well treat the radio guy. But, of course, when they put you in a good situation technology-wise, a good view of the game, it means a better broadcast for you. And that's where the benefits come into play. So we're ready for half number two, as Gillespie will open up here. Bertinoli will bring it inbounds and push it over to Bussman. Bussman works it over to the freshman Brawner. And they'll kick it down to Niemeyer. Niemeyer with a great move to the hoop, gets the lay-in. 20-15, first points of the night for the senior, and it's a 5-point edge for Gillespie. Early statement bucket here. Now to Taberzi, all alone for three, right corner. Gets the tray, buries it. And the life back into the Carlinville side of the stands, 20-18. Five points for Taberzi. Here's Bertinoli. Drives left side, quickly draws two defenders, and is called for the travel. Good stay-at-home D there by Carlinville, and Moments after going down by five, they have a chance to tie it up quickly here. Staten to Bersey and back over to Gibson. Gibson trying to make some noise here in the second half. Reels. Tries to get it inside, tries to force it in between two defenders, and batted away by Bronner and taken away by Bussman. Gillespie on the move. Here's Bussman putting up a tray. Boy, puts up a smart bomb and sinks it. Bussman and the double figures. Three-pointer good. 10 points on the game for Bussman, 23-18. And, boy, the junior really lifting the team on her shoulders. Here's a shot from long distance from Weiser. Won't fall. Three-pointer won't fall. And again, defensive boards a big part of the growth of this Gillespie club. Here's Niemeyer. Lower left side for Bertinoli. Bertinoli takes advantage of a screen and has some open room to roam. Works at the Bussman. Bussman, just a great ball handler. You talk about the growth of the game of girls basketball. The ball handling is just so much better than when I first covered games in the late 80s. Here's a shot from 21 out, won't fall for Bronner. And a man scramble for the rebound. They get it. They work it back into Bronner. And she gets the bucket. She gets underneath quickly. Just great hustle. Not sitting there weeping over the missed three-pointer. And Niemeyer with a laser pass. And just a great, you don't technically call it a give and go, but it felt like it. 25-18, biggest lead of the night for Gillespie. Here's to Bersey. To Bersey will put up an open three. No luck there. And Gillespie with another defensive board. Bertinoli up top for Bussman. I mean, Bussman, just everything about her technique as a ball handler is impressive. Her pivots, the way she can shift, she can move backwards. Here we go, an open. Jenna Clark gets the basketball, but quickly covered. They'll work it back to Bussman. Bussman with a pass for Niemeyer. She was open for an easy bucket, but the pass just a little high, a little hard. And Niemeyer will get it, retreats, and resets. Top of the key, drives left side, hounded by Staten. Tries to shake Staten, gets it to an open. Jenna Clark. Clark can't get the bucket. Huh. Well, I mean, just the offensive smarts from Niemeyer have been impressive, and certainly from Bussman. But the ball will trickle out of bounds as Clark can't get the shot, and Staten moves it up court. And Coach Deneve says, let's call a timeout. Let's reset things. We're down by seven. We need a little boost or two in our direction to get back in the thick of this thing. 25-18, Gillespie on top. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. I'll tell you what, we may have to call Kurtz to tow a couple of basketball players. It's been physical, and I don't know if one of their trucks might be a little hard on the hardwood here. Here's a pass to Staten. Boy, you know, as Jerry Reed would say, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, it's not necessarily anything wrong with Miss Staten, but she puts up a shot, and it gets stuck there in the basket on the left side inside the rim, but she's fouled, so that changes the script there. So she'll head to the free throw line off the back of the iron. Foul will go against Madison Niemeyer, her second first team foul of the half for Gillespie. A miss by Staten. She'll go for another opportunity here. Hits the second. 25-19, 8 points for Jill. Closing on the four-minute mark. Bussman up to Niemeyer, left side, Bertinoli. And then she'll move it up to Niemeyer at the top of the key. Bussman will take over there. Well guarded by Staten. That's a great matchup on offense and defense, those two. Bronner. Bronner, Bertinoli. Bertinoli and Bussman weren't sure if the pass was for them, and it just kind of went between both of them. And a break there for Carlinville as it trickles out of bounds. And Staten will move up court. Staten over to DeBerzy. Staten will put up a three, and off the front of the iron from the right baseline. And Gillespie, as you would expect, the way things have gone on the defensive boards front, I'll get that out there. Niemeyer getting the rebound, and they'll go to work again on offense. Here's Bussman with a quick trigger, 17-footer off the top of the standard, and gets bumped into. Ball gets loose, no foul there. Jenna Clark will put up a 17-footer. It's good. 4 points for Clark. 27-19, biggest lead of the night for Gillespie. Here's a pass inside for Gibson, who's been quiet of late. And she does a turnaround jumper that won't fall, but she is fouled apparently by Miss Clark. Jenna Clark called for her second foul, second team foul. Non-shooting foul. Carly Tips back in there for the Cavies, checking in for Weiser. Here's Gibson in the right slot. They'll back it up to Isabella DeBerzy, the 5'10 freshman. Here's Staten from three. Buries it. 20-footer. Hits it. She's in a double figures, 11 points. 27-22. Huge bucket there by Jill Staten. Gillespie. Left corner shot from Bertinoli. Bertinoli. Oh, yeah. I'll match you. Hits the three-pointer. Gets it up and in. 6 points. And it is 30-22. Not much time to celebrate there for Carlinville after a big three. Here's a drive by Tips. Tips will draw some contact. Bertinoli will be called for her second foul, third team foul. So 1:57 to go here in the third, 30-22, and Carlinville will punch it in. Inbounds pass from Staten, works it over to Loveless. Right side to Bursey, to Bursey. Three won't fall, but a nice hustle by Tips, the sophomore. Gets a big rebound there. You got to hustle on those offensive boards. Carlinville resets Loveless in there with those three fouls. Pass to Staten, avoids a turnover by Niemeyer. Puts up a 16-footer, pull-up jumper no good, and a rebound taken down by Jenna Clark for Gillespie. Here's Bertinoli quickly across midcourt. And looked like she was losing her footing and was about to be called for a travel, but then contact, I believe this will go against Staten. That will be her first foul of the evening. First team foul of the half for Carlinville. 30-22, 1:26 to go. Here's Brawner. Brawner works it over to Bertinoli. Bertinoli tries to drive up to the free throw line, but collides with Carly Tips, and Tips will get called for the defensive foul. Her third, second team foul. Here's an inbounds draw to Niemeyer. Niemeyer goes up for the shot. I think Staten got a piece of it. And it will remain Gillespie basketball. Inbounding it here will be Jenna Clark. Everyone well covered. Clark trying to avoid a five-second call. Throws up a moon ball, and Niemeyer is able to track it down. Closing in on the final minute of quarter number three. A great matchup here again. It's a joy to watch Bussman versus Staten. A great matchup of two intense, talented ball players here. And Bussman called for the turnover. I think she got called for the double dribble. So just under the one-minute mark, Staten here looking for a statement bucket here. They will go to DeBerzy. DeBerzy, strong move to the hoop. Over Brawner, gets two, 30-24, 7 points for Isabella. Six-point game. That's what you do. Some people would want to hold for the last shot. You take your best opportunities. Now we're down to 33. Seconds to go. Here's a pass to Brawner. Niemeyer with a pass to Brawner. Brawner going for a turnaround jumper against two or three defenders. and she'll draw contact. This will be a foul against Jordan Lovelace, and I don't think we're going to see Jordan for a while. That is foul number four. Three team fouls apiece, and Bronner will head to the line. Boy, just great touch. Gets the first. Takes her time. Great technique. 31-24. 9 points for the freshman. She can hit the double figures column here. And she does. 32-24. Half minute to go. State and Engineering, the offense here. Down to 20 seconds. Looking for open room on the left side. Draws two defenders, goes to the hoop, and she does a great job of drawing contact. By the way, Becca Cray's back in there for Gillespie. And the foul will go against Mia Bronner, her third. Here's an open three off the draw off the front of the iron for Lily Reels. Rebound Carlinville. They've picked up the pace on the offensive boards. Here's Taberzi. Fade away, turnaround jumper, no good. And Taberzi has her hand stuck in the wrong place as Bronner pulls down the rebound, and Bronner spins like a top, comes down hard. Don't think that's the way Taberzi designed it, but got her hand just inside the shoulder there, and she'll get called for her second foul, four team fouls apiece. Down to 4 seconds, and Gillespie trying to rush off a shot. They won't get one off. Here's a 40. Holy cow. It won't count. It won't count. That's a tough one. Bussman puts up a 40-plus footer, and she drains it. Didn't get the basketball soon enough, though. It won't count. Boy, that would have been a real dagger there. Heading into the fourth, 32-24. Boy, that tells you about the leg drive, the strength, the conditioning, and the skill of that emerging player. The final 8 minutes on the way. Carlinville will have to rally to stay alive. Gillespie enjoying a new life of the postseason. Back with the fourth quarter after this. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. And welcome back. The fourth quarter underway. Carlinville with the basketball. And they will work it up court. A shot from three won't fall for Weiser. Rebound to Bursey. To Bursey, just a little feistier here in this second half. And she's getting more and more offensive boards. She gets over two defenders, gets the basketball, puts it up and in, 32-26. Huge bucket there. They needed a tone setter here for this fourth quarter. 32-26. Here's a three-point shot by Bussman, and takes a little bit of contact, no foul. The three-pointer just a little offline. So here's Taberzi looking for help, gets it over to the left side to Reels. Reels right side, Staten. Staten will go for three. Buries it. That brings the student section to life. Folks, we have a three-point basketball game. Jill Staten, 14 points. So back-to-back buckets. Carlinville opens the game the way they needed to. They need to act like a Chicago election. Score slash vote early and often. Here's Niemeyer driving to the bucket, and the basketball trickles out of her hands, but last touched by one of the Carlinville Cavaliers. It will remain Gillespie basketball. 6.5 minutes to go. Here's Bussman. Bussman right side. Here's a fadeaway jumper. No good for Taylor. Another rebound pulled down by Niemeyer. She is a handful. Bussman. Left side for Niemeyer. Those two have been a great combination here this evening. Here they go right side. Working it to Becca Craze. Craze shot and a miss. And then Mia Bronner, the freshman, comes through again. 12 points for Bronner. It's 34-29. Here's Taberzi. Taberzi knifes through the lane. Looks like that one went off the foot of Niemeyer. Carlinville will reset. Huge three-pointer there by Staten. Bertinoli checks in for Gillespie and for Delaney Taylor. Staten, here's a three-point shot. Off the draw! Jenna Clark drains it. Sorry, Braylee Weiser. I'm getting move left to right. Braylee Weiser gets the big bucket there. 34-32. Here's a pass that goes wide of Bussman. One bucket game, 34-32. 5:34 to go. Huge bucket by Weiser with the three-pointer to make this a two-point game. Here's Weiser once again. Weiser goes up from 14. Won't fall. Goes up for the rebound and scrape for the loose ball. Great save by Clark, who gets it over to Bertinoli. 5:10 to go. 34-32. Gillespie, Carlinville coming to life here in the fourth. Bertinoli will move it off left side for Bussman. Bussman over to Niemeyer. Niemeyer moves it over to Bertinoli. Left side. She'll drive into the paint, and they'll kick it out to the right side. Shot and a miss for Clark. Another scramble for the rebound. Bertinoli comes up with it. Niemeyer, 17-footer, no. This one goes to Bronner. Bronner, shot, miss, and she's fouled. Hannah Gibson will be ticketed for the foul. Looks like her first of the evening. Five team fouls for the Cavies, and Bronner has been solid from the line, going for point number 13. I think Miss Bronner has spent some quality time with a hoop 10 feet away because her free throw approach is outstanding. So is her execution. That being said, misses the second. Now we have contact in that battle for the rebound, and the foul will go against Gillespie. Jenna Clark called for her third. Five team fouls apiece. 4:40 to go. 35-32, one possession game, of course. Carlinville would need that shot from 19-9 to tie it up. Here's Staten. Staten thinks three, but goes to DeBerzy. Instead, DeBerzy over Niemeyer. And the blocks puts it off the glass. DeBerzy wants it. She's a freshman, but not looking like it right now. She gets the bucket of counts. The foul will go against Niemeyer, her third. And if this thing goes to OT, those fouls are going to have a lot to say about this game. Here's the shot, the free throw. I don't think I have to tell you what happened. Up and in. We have a brand new ball game. The reset switch has been hit. 35 all with 4:20 to go here in quarter number four. Bertinoli puts up a 22-footer off the back of the iron. Clark with the rebound for Gillespie. Works it to Niemeyer. Niemeyer takes a hip check from DeBerzy. 2 minutes in the penalty box. Well, I guess this is basketball. Won't be that. Non-shooting foul. That is foul number three. And we're getting the old mask timeout, I do believe. 35 all, 4:04 to play. And we'll be back with the drama of the final 4 minutes plus right here in Carlinville. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. And we're back to action. Gillespie with the basketball here. And we are closing in on the four-minute mark. They will work it up court to Niemeyer. Niemeyer puts up a shot, won't fall, a sliding jumper from 10, and Bronner underneath battling for it with three Carlinville defenders, and a foul will go against Isabella DeBerzy, and that's bad news. That is foul number four with 3:44 to go. Up to the line, boy. Bronner has been money, hits the first. puts Gillespie back on top, 14 points for Brawner. Game high, 14 points along with Staten. Misses the second, 36-35. Carlinville, again, being a little more authoritative on the boards. They get the rebound. Staten has it with 3.5 minutes to go. And now these are where the possessions get a little tense. Here's Weiser. Snake Eyes, number 11, works it back to Staten. Staten, nice no-look dish to Gibson. Here's a shot from three. Won't fall for Taberzi. Rebound hauled in by Clark. Now down to 3:10. 1 point edge for Gillespie. Bertinoli to Bussman. Bussman again guarded by Staten. Works it over. Boy, nice weaving drive and shot for Niemeyer. Won't fall, though. And here's fight for the rebound. Staten takes it away after Gillespie had it momentarily. She takes it across midcourt. Goes up to the glass. Goes coast to coast. Monster bucket for Jill Staten as that transition bucket puts Carlinville on top for the first time since the first half. 2:30 to go. Now the heat on Gillespie a little bit. Here's Bussman. Here's a shot from the free throw line. And hitting it there is Jenna Clark. 6 points for Clark. Now down to 2:15. It's anybody's ball game. 38-37. Now it's like the Kentucky Derby. The final 2 minutes. It all comes down to this. Here's a pass to Gibson. She's been quiet. Offensively gets a pass at the blocks. Puts it up and in. 8-footer good. And Carlinville back on top. 39-38. 1:50 to play. Niemeyer. Pass to Bussman. Too far. And it goes out of bounds. Bussman was all alone. And she was thinking three, I'm guessing, there. Because she had open territory. And now Carlinville with the energy right now. Up by one. Timeout on the floor, 39-38, 1:45 to go. You're listening to girls high school basketball. Who will face South County? We'll find out in moments on WSMI. I'll tell you, there's a lot of heart out there on the floor tonight. A lot of desire, a lot of passion, and some hard work has gone on all season long for these clubs and certainly in the offseason. There are some great rivalries out here in Macoupin County, and I get the feeling this one's only going to get better. 1:45 to play. Carlinville has just hit some, you know, buckets when you're, I wouldn't quite say a nail in the coffin, but someone's at the hardware store looking for the nails, you know, down by 8 at 1 point. Staten's hit some monster buckets. Taberzi's hit monster buckets. Now Staten goes back to work to Taberzi with those four fouls. Goes between three defenders, gets the bucket. Fearless. Playing like there's no tomorrow. Splits the two defenders, 41-38. And Taberzi up to 14 points. She's really soared in the second half. Here's Niemeyer, who's been strong all game long. Drives the baseline. Puts it off the glass. 41-40. 1 point game. And again, Niemeyer's performance isn't going to just show up in the stat sheet. Here's a 3-pointer attempt by Weiser. Too far. And a rebound taken down by Gillespie. I don't know if that's the shot you want to take, but easy for me to say from this perch. Here's Bertinoli coming up court and comes into contact with Weiser. Yeah, 1 minute, you're up. Weiser hit with her third foul. 18 fouls for the Cavies, 6 for Gillespie. 47.8, and here comes Lauren Bertinoli. Free throw number one. And that one misses the front end of a one-on-one to Bursey with a block, but Gillespie still comes up with it. Savage fight there. And the basketball last touch by Staten. The Carlinville rooting section will dispute that, but I think the officials got it right on the money. 42.7. Gillespie will push it in again. Here's Bussman, who has been quiet of late. Bussman right side to Bertinoli. We're down to 35 seconds. Over to Niemeyer. Niemeyer right side. Hounded by three defenders. Takeaway by Staten. Staten impeded. Staten can't complete the takeaway because she collides with Bussman. And the basketball's loose. They scramble for it. The ball still looks like it was last touched by a Cavalier and will remain Gillespie basketball. 19.3 seconds to go. Carlinville on top, and I'm not a GI doctor, but I can kind of hear the intestinal areas of the fans getting tied up in knots a little bit. It is that kind of moment here, 41-40. I'll keep it here. But, boy, Staten with a great job, and she was ready to get a takeaway. It looked like she was ready to go for another coast-to-coast bucket, but Bussman trying to get the basketball back. They collide just a little bit, just enough to throw Staten off course, and the basketball rolls out of bounds. A couple of players scrambling for it, one from each side on the east side of the court. A lot of momentum swings here in the late going. Boy, you had a statement block by Taberzi, but Gillespie still gets it back, and it will indeed be Gillespie basketball as Bertinoli will bring it down 19.3. All the drama here. This is what you waited for. Here's Bussman. Bussman across midcourt. Down to 15. Right side. She'll work it up top to Clark. Clark left side for Brawner. Down to 7. Here's a takeaway by Staten. Staten 4 seconds. And she's not thinking shot. Staten gets another takeaway. You know, she hasn't dominated the entire 32 minutes. But she has made big plays at big times. She gets a takeaway, and that forces Gillespie to commit the foul. And that foul will go against Bussman, her second. And Staten with a monster play for the Carlinville Cavaliers as they try to move on. And it has been a thriller here tonight. You know, first part of the game, a little bit in a slow cooker. Still enjoyable, but this game has certainly become more interesting here as we have moved along. And 4.1 seconds. Staten with 16 points tonight. Can really ice it here with a couple of free throws. But then again, you know, we saw Bussman hit a 45-footer after the buzzer. So, you know, with Bussman, anything's possible. 4.1 seconds. You can get the basketball down court. You know, one nice long pass. And when you have a player or two can hit that half-court shot, this game's far from over. So here we go, Staten. At the line, Carlinville will keep four defenders back, basically in the basketball equivalent of the prevent defense. Staten sends the first shot soaring through the hoop, 42-40, and 17 points for Jill Staten. Looking for seconds. And won't fall, rebound Niemeyer. Down to 2 seconds. Got to get a shot off. Bussman puts one up. A shot at midcourt at the buzzer, and didn't have enough time to get a great shot off. 42-40, and that is a heartbreaker for this Gillespie club. But you know, hats off to Carlinville. They didn't press the panic button, and they get the victory and they'll live to fight another day. Oh, what a game here tonight, and the crowd certainly got their money's worth and then some. We'll take a break and recap it for you, and we'll be back here in moments from the legendary Carlinville Gym here on a Saturday night in Macoupin County. Back after this, the post-game show on the way. You're listening to girls high school postseason basketball on WSMI. You know, the great thing about sports is somebody walks away a winner, and the bad thing about sports is someone has to walk away a loser in terms of the score. Certainly no losers out here tonight. This was a great game, and you know, when your last game's a lot better than your first, I think that's a great character statement, and says a lot about the Gillespie program right now. You look at this roster. One senior, Madison Niemeyer, playing her final game here this evening, and certainly playing with that passion here tonight. And it was a night of execution, a night of effort, and a night of just bulldog mentality rebounding for Gillespie for much of the game tonight. But Carlinville starts fast, ends fast, and they get the 42-40 victory. What more can you say? They have punched their ticket to play South County. You know, Coach Deneve didn't panic. The players didn't panic. And they stayed the course and, you know, fought just a little harder there in the second half, especially to Bersey. I think she was quite a lightning rod. And Jill Staten played her game. She found her moments, got a couple of big turnovers and cashed in transition. There's nothing more heartbreaking, backbreaking, than having those transition opportunities and not completing them when you're trying to come back from 8 down, from 7 down, from 5 down. Well, Staten cashed in. She was money, and great from the line as well, and played you know, tough defense. And really, as much as I talked about Bussman tonight, she was outstanding. Bussman had a great stretch where she raced to double figures, and Staten really did a great job of slowing her down offensively. Bussman was still a force, especially distributing the basketball, but you know, a lot of credit goes to Jill Staten here this evening. 42-40 your score. We'll be back to recap the scoring totals after this and close it out here tonight at Carlinville High School as the Cavvies get ready for South County. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Well, victory, a beautiful thing. To the victors go the spoils, and some post-game pictures being taken by some of the Cavvies and the parents and families here tonight as they are celebrating an exhilarating win. But Gillespie, certainly impressive. And, you know, one of the great things in the business, I know, Tim, you'll agree, is when you see a stellar freshman, and you know it's not like college athletics today or the pros. There's no transfer portal, or they're not going to leave for the pros early. You know, when they stand out as a freshman, barring injury, you're going to get three more great years. And I think we're going to be talking more and more and more about Mia Brauner. 14 points. And, you know, sometimes a freshman goes out there and it's just their night and they're hitting a couple of trays. That's not what you saw tonight from Brauner. She played like a 17 or 18-year-old out there tonight. And I think her work at the line especially just speaks volumes about her maturity as a player. But 14 big points tonight. Again, Carlinville really keen more and more as the game wore on Bussman, and she really rose to the occasion. Playing a complete game, hitting shots from outside, going underneath. She is a versatile player, and she will be a force for some time. And Kevin Gray has something to look forward to on the Gillespie side. Also in double figures tonight for the Miners was Bussman, 10 points. And you also had 6 points apiece coming from Bertinoli and Jenna Clark. As I mentioned, Madison Niemeyer really just playing a great game. Had a couple of buckets, but she's another one of those players where the stat sheet won't tell you about her impact. There's no doubt about that. as we move to the Carlinville side of things for the victorious Cavaliers. Leading away, of course, Jill Staten, 17 points. A couple of big trays tonight, a couple of big transition buckets. She had two monster steals, nearly had a third, and that really is the story. I mean, 8 points looked like a huge, huge lead, and she still comes through in a big way. And those 17 points were special, and what more can you say about Isabella Taberzi? There's another freshman playing like an upperclassman. Four fouls. She could have gotten a little bit timid and been cautious, but she knows, hey, you got to play like there's no tomorrow, because if you don't win, there is no tomorrow until next year. So she played her brand of basketball. She kept doing what she does, and her bucket going up against three defenders in the late going there, that was clutch. That was a statement bucket. Really got the crowd into it. It's a special, it's a unique thing in the game of basketball. I don't think there's anything in sports that is equivalent to playing with four fouls. I mean, in college football, you've got, if you have one of those penalties, if you have a second, roughing penalty or whatever, you're out. But that's about it. Playing with four fouls, being on the verge of being out of the game, that is unique, and that can put pressure on anybody. But she rose to the occasion. Survived, stayed in the ball game till the very end, and certainly not the bitter end with 14 points tonight. Also, 5 points coming tonight from Hannah Gibson. So, the dominant performance there as Taberzi and Staten really carrying a load here tonight for the victorious Cavaliers. So, we'll continue to update you on all of the postseason action, but it looks like a great matchup between Carlinville and South County. I want to thank all of you for joining me here tonight. This was a fantastic basketball game. Hope you enjoyed it back home. I know the crowd certainly enjoyed it here tonight at Carlinville High School. For Tim Mize and Mission Control, this is Sean Balint saying so long from Carlinville on WSMI. Your final score, Carlinville 42, Gillespie 40. Good night, everybody.